You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish, your confidence coach, and man, I'm happy that you are tuning in today to the Confidence Podcast. This is a great episode, episode number 375, and today we're talking about how to be yourself. Wait, it gets better. How to be yourself and not care what people think. We're deep and wide today. I'm giving you 48 ways to be yourself and be free from the anxiety of worrying about what people are thinking about you or not thinking about you, or if they like you or don't like you. In a world that's dominated by personality dysmorphia and lifestyle editing, our self-perspective is foggy, y'all, and it's contaminated. It's time to clean it up, to get new lenses with which to see yourself, to be done with being fine. You were not created being fine. You were created to be fantastic. And it's time to go all in on being yourself. You can get the full show notes for today's show at trishblackwell.com/375. As promised, so these 48 ways, how are we breaking them down? I'm going to give you 8 ways to really be yourself and step into authenticity. I'm going to give you 10 milestones that will help you feel more alive in being yourself. And I'm going to give you 30 ways to not care what people think of you. That's right. We're going 30 ways to not care what people think of you. And I'll also link to some of the some other resources for you that you're going to want to check out. But you know, I love this. Actually, I got to give a shout out to my girl, Nikki. She mentioned, actually, shout out to my girl, Trish, because it's Trish who told Nikki this. And first and foremost, I got a fond place for Trish's. But Trish had said to Nikki, hey, there's personality dysmorphia, it was the first time I've heard that phrase coined, that I know body dysmorphia. I had body dysmorphia, but I also had personality dysmorphia because I came off very confident and friendly and effervescent. And I've always been that happy-go-lucky, filled with joy girl. But I always thought of myself as annoying and just people are tolerating me. And they probably think I'm a giant nerd. And I had all these dysmorphic thoughts about who I thought I was versus what I thought the world thought I was. And so there's a disconnect between my personality, because, you know, I've worked with so many people on being yourself. You guys know my tagline here for the Confidence Podcast. It's be you, be free. I sign every show off with that phrase. I want to say it's been 375 shows that we've said, last words I want you to carry with you all week are that, be you, be free. So, okay, that leads to, well, how do you be you? How is it to, like, that's a great concept, but like, how do you start? How do you learn to be yourself? And I think it sends me down the path to realize that we are in a world of personality dysmorphia where we are creating highlight reels and we've got this social media obsession, and it's lifestyle editing. And so when you're constantly editing your life and to the world praises you more, thinks you're cooler than you are or whatever it might be, it's no wonder that you feel a disconnect of authenticity and incongruency awkwardness in being yourself, because now you've sold the world somebody who you want to be versus who you actually are. And there's this fear of thinking, maybe I can't live up to that. So all that to be said, we're going into that today. We're going to talk about, okay, how do you be yourself? And how do you know, how can you step into and trust that that is enough? Though I got to tell you first and foremost, before I forget this number, you know that the chances of you being born right now, today, with the genes that you have and the parents you have in the year that you were born, with the gifts, the personality, all of those things, the odds of you existing, this is not a Trish number, this is a science number, is 1 in 400 trillion. And so it's time that we get beyond just being fine. It's time that we get beyond being just getting by and going, well, you know, I don't have a lot to offer. The fact that it was, you had a 1 in 400 trillion chance of existing as you are, tells me that God wanted you here. That there is undeniable, and you aren't just needed a person on the world. Like, there was a fantastic reason for you to be here, and it's my greatest pleasure to be able to encourage you every week to realize, hey, you got what it takes to step into it. So let's step into it. Hey, so before we dive into the coaching, I just want to invite you to check out our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. You may not know this, but producing one episode of the Confidence Podcast costs me about $400 between time invested, editing, hosting, all of the things. And it's a free show, and it's always going to be free. But if you consider yourself a Confidence Podcast VIP, if this show has invested in your life in a way that's been life-giving or life-changing, I just want to personally invite you to become a VIP, an official VIP of the Confidence Podcast by being a patron. The patrons donate $5 a month to cover the costs of the show. You can find out more at patreon.com. Again, that's patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. But I hope you know that asking you for money is something I take really, really seriously. It's no small thing to commit financial resources to something like a podcast. So please do know that an investment is that you put into supporting a show like this is going to greatly exceed the $5 per month that you spend. In some of the things you'll get supplemental resources when they are applicable, takeaway cue cards of my top like takeaway points from each episode, but more importantly, bonus bi-weekly episodes that are only going to be available to our patrons. We're calling them our Faith Take episodes. The ones we have just released are available right now to patrons are the 5 old beliefs about faith to leave behind. And also another episode is on how to let God change how you think. So I'd love for you to be an official VIP. Come be a patron. We will see you over there. patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. Now let's go our review of the week. It is from Michi, and she said, "Hey, my name is @Henna_Bloom on Insta, but my name is Michi. I have long suffered with chronic pain and invisible illness for most of my young adult years. After a decade, it took a toll on my mental health. Chronic pain put me through a lot of loss, including confidence. Finding the Confidence Podcast felt like the biggest gift from God. I feel like Trish is my best friend that is pumping you up and being strong and happy. She never makes you feel guilty about the struggles in our life. She has complete empathy and real advice. There are millions of moments where you can really feel her say, 'Me too.' She's changed my life. Her podcasts are so amazing. You can listen to them over and over. Please give her spiritual podcasts a try too. Even if it doesn't match your faith, she says everything in a beautiful spiritual way, and it is worth it. She gives the gift of feeling home inside of your heart." And Michi, girl, first off, I always thought your name was Henna. I see you on Insta. I so appreciate your support. Thank you for this awesome review and for being part of the Confidence community worldwide. And I just got to call you out. Your writing was beautiful. The last thing you said, that she gives the gift of feeling home inside your heart. Ooh, that's, I love that. I think you've summarized what the Confidence Podcast gives you, the gift of being home inside of your heart. That's what confidence gives you. That's the peace, the joy I want you to walk in. And just, girl, thank you for phrasing it like that. Okay, so let's go onward to the coaching of this portion of this podcast episode here. Being yourself, learning to be yourself, is a release process. Here's the thing. It's the easiest and most powerful way to live, but also the most challenging. Because, I mean, and this is not new news. This is not 21st century challenges. And some of it is, as we said, we're inundated by lifestyle editing and filtering and, you know, all of that. But I mean, one of my favorite quotes is from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was obviously not exposed to social media and this inundation of news and images and perfect lives. But this quote from him is incredible. And he said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." We are in a world that is constantly telling us we are not good enough, that we need to be somebody else, that if only we just lose 5 more pounds or earn $5,000 more or have 5 more friends, then we will feel happy. Then we will feel fulfilled. Then, oh man, then we can be ourselves and know, man, I'm good. Got everything I need. Then we'll be beyond just fine. And it's simply not true. The only way to feel this aliveness that God created us to have is to be who God created us to be, is to be ourselves. So how do we do that? Okay. How do we do it? I've got 8 things here for you. Do something every day that scares you. Being yourself can be scary. Like figuring out, it, some of this is a process of exploration, of getting to know yourself. And so that's sometimes to get to know yourself, you have to try new things, try a new hobby. Go be the person that doesn't know anybody in a social gathering or at a new meetup group. Like you've got to be willing to say, I'm going to stretch myself. You got to be willing. And here's the thing. You're never going to feel like doing it. Please don't wait for motivation, because when you feel like thinking motivation is going to swoop over you, motivation of any type, and you're going to feel like it. If you're making a change in your life, whether it's, hey, I'm going to figure out who I am. I'm going to be myself, or I'm going to be my true self, or I'm going to go lose weight, or I'm going to have a better relationship with my spouse. You're never going to feel like it, because we function on autopilot. So do it anyway. Do it when you don't feel like it. That's how change is made. So do something every day that scares you. That's one way to start being yourself. Because a lot of times the things that scare us are actually not that scary. They're social awkwardness. They're hard conversations. They're being the new person. They're looking silly even though you want to do something. Like, people are not judging us the way we think that they are. Like, they're just not. They're all worried in their own head about what you're thinking about them. So do something every day that scares you. That is a commitment I've committed to. Gosh, I learned about that quote from Eleanor Roosevelt probably 9 years ago. Do one thing every day that scares you. And guys, it changed my life. It changed my courage. And when I had more courage, I did more of what I'd actually, the true Trish wanted to do. And because I was able to do that, my confidence grew. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a second, the Trish that I've been running away from is actually the Trish I want to be. What the heck? Right? I had it flipped upside down. And I didn't learn that until I stepped into doing something every day that scared me. Now, the second thing I want to share with you is to do it, but we're going to take Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, but modify it a little bit. I also think it's really important to do something every day that is fun for you. Do something fun. Have more fun. We need more fun in our lives. We need less seriousness. We need more goofiness. We need more time to do that. Make the time margin to go have fun, to do things that aren't necessarily practical. Be goofy. Be a kid again. We are still that little kid inside of us. And when you let that kid alive, you get to know who you are again. Do the work. The next third thing is to do the work to understand your personality. I highly recommend the Enneagram test. There's lots of personality tests. I also believe everyone should be meeting with a therapist or a coach. Therapy and coaching, it's mental wellness. It's not for mental illness. We are all mentally ill if we're honest enough with ourselves. We all have, just the same way somebody is fit is still going to always go to the gym. You are maintaining and improving your wellness standard. And the same thing goes for your mindset. Get a therapist, get a coach, work with somebody, and you can do the work on understanding your personality. You can start to do the work of discovering and rediscovering who you are, what you love to do, and what makes you come alive, what makes your heart sing, what makes your soul sing. Number 4, do the work to stay committed to personal growth. Okay, so it's not just enough. I'm going to say right now, it's not just enough to listen to a podcast. Like I say that, please don't stop listening, but you need more. You need more. It's this hearing versus doing. You need to implement. You need to stay committed. Have a process of journaling, working with a coach, getting into a community like the College of Confidence, but being systematic about saying, I'm committed. I'm committed to figuring out who I am and being myself and coming alive and growing in my relationship with God and growing with my family's legacy. Like, you just know that this is not a pill. Like, it's not a pill we can take. It's not a flip of a switch. It's not a, hey, next month I'm going to be where I want to be. Like, it's this, for me, this is what my personality hates the most. Like, I like instant stuff. Like, I like to swim fast. I like to run fast. I like to do things fast. And it's like, I think God has a sense of humor. He's like, yep, and that's not how your life works. Slow. It's a process. And there's beauty and there's power in the process and in the milestones that are microscopic. So stay committed. Do the work. Stay the course. Okay, Number five, have faith. This is, so again, we're talking about how to be yourself. Have faith that God created who you are for a reason, right? 1 in 400 trillion, I want to remind you, there was a reason for you to be how you are and who you are and where you are. Number six, have faith that God is not done working on you. Now, I loved this. This has been so encouraging for me in my life as I've learned to have patience with the process of the things that God's doing in my life and in my heart. He's not done working on me. I get all stressed out that I'm not where I want to be. And why am I still struggling with this negative thought about this or the control or whatever it is that I'm working on? There's always something, right? But how wonderful it is that I can rejoice in going, you know what? I'm a work in progress. I'm not who I used to be. I am a better Trish today than I was yesterday. And I praise the Lord for that. I am thankful for that. I'm also not where I want to be. And that's great too, because God's not done working with me. I need to stay close to Him. I need to seek Him. I need to do the work. I need to focus on what matters and not get distracted by what doesn't. So be yourself. Is a lot of it is putting on horse blinders and not worrying about the things that don't matter, the people's opinions who don't matter, the people's thoughts, other people's opinions of us, first off, are none of our business. So that's a whole nother, that could be an entire podcast. Have faith that God has a purpose for you in this world. I mean, for me, this comes down to there are things I don't understand. And so I just need to show up, be my best version of the self I can be, show up with love and keep showing up. Love. And then grow some more and then love and then grow some more and serve people and love, like, and just trust the process. I don't have to be in control. Isn't that freeing? And then finally, how to be yourself, like, especially because, like, for so many years, I thought I could control what people thought of me. And so I would not be myself because I wanted to manipulate people's thoughts about me. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, it's a false sense of power. First off, Trish, like, that I thought I could manipulate people's opinions of me by being skinnier or being more successful or being cooler or whatever, making decisions based on what I wanted people to think about me. And you guys, that's just it's an invitation to go down a spiral that takes you nowhere. And finally, how to be yourself. I think there's this element of having faith that your story's not done and trusting that your voice matters. I mean, if you think about the logistics of what I'm doing right now, as I record, there are thousands and thousands of people around the world listening right now to this show, to the same thing you're saying. But do you know what I see right now? I see my backyard, my toddler's little cactus, my rocking chairs, my toddler's cactus chair, my iPhone and my dog sleeping next to me. So I know my voice is being heard because I can look at the data. I can look on my hosting sites and I can see how many downloads from what countries and, like, I can see that. So I have tangible empirical truth, the proof that my voice is heard. But I need you to know you don't always feel like it is heard. I am sitting right now talking to you in a voice, in a room by myself, in my office, alone with my dog, believing that my voice is being heard by somebody else, but that my voice matters. That doesn't feel like it right now. I mean, right? Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not true. That's my point there. So do not believe the lie that your voice doesn't matter just because you can't see who's listening right now or where God's taking your story or what's going to be 5 years from now, what you're going through, how it's going to help people. Your story matters. Your voice matters. Hey guys, I have to take a quick break to give my folks at Noemi a huge shout out. This is an amazing company I recently discovered and I'm in love with. They are a luxury jewelry brand that doesn't believe in jewelry being overpriced. They cut out the middleman to deliver exceptional fine jewelry without traditional retail markups. I have a ring that I am obsessed with right now, and I gotta tell you, I don't think I'm ever gonna take it off. I absolutely adore it, and you will too when you check out hellonoemi.com. Noemi designs and manufactures everything in-house and then sells directly to consumers with a lifetime warranty and free shipping both ways. So you end up saving an average of 50% compared to other luxury brands. You guys, they have it all. It is the only fine jewelry company that offers such incredible high quality at that price, featuring 18 karat gold, VS Clarity Diamonds of uncompromising quality with an IGI certification card and the ability to personalize what you order with engravings and even custom order designs. But you guys, I gotta tell you, my favorite part of the Knowing Me experience was the actual unpackaging. It is the most beautiful box and experience I've ever seen. And it makes me excited for the next time I order myself something, because you better believe I'm already looking forward to that process. And, you know, here's the deal with Knowing Me and this type of jewelry. Usually you have to know a guy to get this kind of deal, but at Knowing Me, everyone gets the friends and family treatment. You can read thousands of five-star reviews. That's right, thousands of five-star reviews on their website and see for yourself, or check out some of my Instagram photos. You'll see me sporting my new favorite ring. So if you're looking for fine quality jewelry to make a lifetime of luck from a luxury brand you can trust, it's Knowing Me. They have thousands of reviews. You need to come check out what those reviews are talking about and why people are raving. Go to helloknowingme.com. That's HelloKnowingMe.com/confidence. Again, that's HelloKnowingMe.com/confidence to see their collections and y'all to get $50 off of your first purchase with promo code confidence. Again, that's HelloKnowingMe.com/confidence. And please don't forget to use promo code confidence for $50 off your first order. Okay, so let's dive into the next section of coaching I have prepared for you. I have 10 milestones to being yourself with more vibrance. How to really know, okay, am I making more? Okay, Trish, like I'm committed to being myself, but how do I know if I'm making progress? Like, because you can kind of get in this spiral like of thinking about thinking, and then you're like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to think about. Like when you try to be yourself and you're like, am I doing it? Like sometimes we've been so far removed. So these are 10 ways to know, you will know, use these as measuring points to say, oh, have I progressed? Like, gosh, I sure have. Like, okay, champagne moment that. Like, that's a champagne moment and I can celebrate it. So here are the milestones. We can be ourselves when we are released from being busy. If you're still stuck in being busy, you're probably still trying to prove yourself. You're probably still trying to earn the right to be happy or the right to be enough. Okay. The next one is we can be ourselves when we are free from comparison. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted to compare yourself, or you're not going to get drawn in and start thinking, oh, is she so-and-so more than me or less than me? Like whatever your thoughts go, you're going to just recognize it as comparison and go, that doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve me or her or him. I'm not going to go down that thought pattern. Like then you can know, oh, I'm just being myself. Like you can identify comparison and not step into it. We can be ourselves when we stop striving and fighting to be just to be the best and instead go, I'm going to be my best. Like that's a big difference. That's a big shift. We can be ourselves when we know we are loved at our very core, that we're not trying to earn love, but we know like I am loved and therefore I'm all that I need to be. Like that love, that loving kindness of God, if you know what it feels like at the core of your soul, it's all you need. Now that sounds great, right? But okay, Trish, how do you feel it? I get it. It's process. And spend time with God, spend time with your journal, spend time in the Word of God, spend time working with coaches, come in the College Confidence. This is just a process we work through. But when you know you're loved at your very core, you can trust that, hey, there certainly are things about myself that I wish were different, but some of them are just inherently who I am. And because I'm loved and I'm loved in spite of those things, or sometimes because of them, I accept them. And when I can accept them, I can accept myself and be myself. The next one I wanted to share with you is that we can be ourselves when we believe that God knit us together in our mother's womb. You can look at your own children. If you're a parent, you can look at your own child and go, you're magnificent. Like I wouldn't change a thing about you. Now, certainly, my son who's two, who's like just like a wild child compared to my daughter whose 4-year-old report cards from preschool say she's, very careful with her work and likes everything to be perfect. Like my red flags are like, oh boy, like I have my children are very opposite is my point. And I also, as a mother, have red flags about this perfectionism coming out in her, and then, you know, encouraging her through that and already starting to coach her on, on her, on, you know, different strategies, because I don't want her to fall into the struggles I had. But it'd be like looking at my children and going, Baker, you know what? You just need to be your sister's personality. And Ellie, like, I love that you're so detailed and so sweet and so attentive, but like, I'd really like you just color on the walls and be wild, you know? No, I adore my son Baker for who he is. He's amazing. And my daughter Ellie is magnificent for who she is. I wouldn't want anything intermixed or changed. And certainly there are parenting moments when I'm like, oh gosh, it'd be easier if they both were like this, but it's okay. That's okay. And so the same way, when you trust and believe that you were created for a purpose and you were knit together purposefully, you can be like, there are things about myself I don't get, but man, I know they were chosen for me. I know they were knit into me. Doesn't mean I'm the things that need work. You just go, well, just how I am, but I'm going to work on those. But in general, there are certain things that it's time to accept. It's time to understand that they're actually part of your gifting. Now, another milestone is that we can be ourselves when we know we don't have to know it all and understand it all. This has been, for me, somebody who wants to, that type A, like I like control, I like knowing all the things. This has been hard for me, but I've learned this is the best thing for me to do is just go, hey, I'm ignorant. Like I'm learning, just here to learn. Like and thanks to Bob Goff, I've learned to take some of that on as a lifestyle of like, hey, just raising my hand as a student of life. Can you explain that to me again? You know, I'm just trial and erroring some stuff here. There's this freedom to say, like, I don't have to look like I have it all together. In fact, it's more real when you're just honest. Another one I wanted to share with you is that we can be ourselves when we feel and notice the excessive kindness of God towards us. When we start realizing that, like, that God is for us and not against us. When you start seeing how beautiful your life is and the gifts in your life, you ground yourself in gratitude. And when you're grounded in gratitude, you're not sucked into comparison and less thanness and inadequacy. You can just be yourself. We can be ourselves that when we understand that people like us for who we are, not for what we do. You know, this is a concept I had to work a lot with my therapist on, that I am valuable and I'm loved, and people like Trish for because of who Trish is, not because of what she does, not because of how much money she earns or what size clothes she wears or how fast she is when she runs a marathon or how many downloads she gets on blah, blah, blah. Like, just like Trish. And you guys can maybe hear that and go, well, that's obvious. That was a really core struggle of mine for so many years because of my personality type, and that's okay. But understanding what in my personality needs to be reframed is a really powerful way to step into your personality. We can be ourselves when we get that the world doesn't need an imitation of us or a watered down replica of us, but it needs our real us, our authentic us. We can be ourselves when we understand that people don't even like perfect, y'all. They don't even like what we're actually often killing ourselves over, because when we abdicate the belief that we can even be perfect in the first place, we free ourselves. And I got to tell you, people have said to me, like, yeah, I didn't like you at first because I just thought you kind of like had it all together. Like, you were perfect. You wouldn't understand me. So I like didn't even give you a chance. I'm like, then they add, I'm so glad I realized, like, you're just normal. You're me. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm offended. Like, I'm so thankful when people tell me that, because I'm like, it's just my reminder that we don't give people a chance. We look at them and we're like, well, they have this and this going for them, so they don't know. They don't have any problems. Like, we assume that a perfect look or something that we have said, well, they have this and I don't, therefore they don't have a problem, any problems or struggles, and they don't get me. Like somebody who is struggles with weight versus somebody who struggles to put on weight, you're like you understand food problems. Well, they do. Like, they're different struggles and with the same thing, they just manifested differently. And so I want to remind you that at the end of the day, we're like, well, I want the world to see this perfect version of me. People don't even like that version that you think people are going to like anyways. They're isolated. That person isn't even real, or somebody that people want to connect with. And so it's important to keep that in mind. I gotta let you know, I'm super, super excited because I'm going to take a pause just real briefly here before I go into our list of, I got it, wait for it. 30 ways to not care what people think. 30 ways to not care what people think. And I got to let you know, we have a new webinar. It's launching today. today. That's right. Get yourself a seat. I'm really, really excited. It's on how to detox self-doubt. I want to teach you the framework of training your thoughts, of taking your thoughts captive. You know, we're talking about personality here. We're talking about how to be yourself. We're talking about how to change how you think about yourself and who you were. Like, it's a substitution of thoughts. Well, that's great until you actually know how to do it. There's a five-step process, a five-step framework that I'm going to teach you. You can save your seat at trishblackwell.com/framework. That's FrameWork. And what I'm going to, we're going to use the concept of how to detox self-doubt. But really, more importantly, I'm going to teach you the framework for how to capture your thoughts. Five steps to how to capture your thoughts. You do not, and I repeat, do not want to miss this. So make sure you go to trishblackwell.com/framework today. Okay, so we are going to breeze through these bad boys because the list is pretty extensive. I want you to go to check out the show notes, trishblackwell.com/375, to go into further detail on these. But to just review the list, you might want to copy paste and text yourself these reminders of how to stop caring what people think. Because when we stop caring what people think, we can be ourselves. Like, we can be free. That's where my tagline comes from. Be you, be free. So number one, accept yourself for who you are. Number two, stop receiving validation from others and learn to give it to yourself. Give yourself your own self-pep talk. Other people aren't going to give it to you. Give it to yourself. You are your own validation. God is your validation. Number three, celebrate your body for what it does for you, not for what it's lacking or what you'd want to change, but for what it does for you. Four, find beauty in how you look. Just be determined to say, I will find beauty. Even if you have been hypercritical of yourself physically, say, I'm not leaving this mirror today until I find three things that I can say, you know, this is beautiful. Number five, insist on finding beauty everywhere in your life. Insist on slowing down and saying, I will be the most positive person I know. I will look for the silver lining. I will look for the rainbow in the rain clouds. Number six, sow what you reap. Sow what you want to reap. If you want to reap certain things, sow those things. If you want kindness and you want to see yourself with self-confidence, sow that out into the world and into others. Number seven, be patient for the harvest. Impatience is an expression of unbelief. Have faith. Have faith that the training your thoughts that you're doing works, that the master classes that you take with me, that they work, that this is all an investment in this harvest that you're going to reap of confidence that's going to come back forth from that. Number eight, remove all sources of negativity immediately. Everything that you can. Now, certainly we have some toxic resources within our families that we can't eliminate, but we can set boundaries. But remove negativity. Maybe you're listening to too many murder podcasts. Maybe you are watching too much trash TV on Netflix. Maybe you are just listening to too much NPR and it's getting you down. Like there's a right amount and wrong amount of certain things. And sometimes it's hard, it's nebulous. But if it's making you feel negative, if you feel worse off because of afterwards than before you started, you have your answer. You already have your answer. Number nine, know which opinions you trust and which ones matter to you. Know which ones matter. And you know, and this has been something that's been a struggle for me. And I've recently realized, like, oh man, you know whose opinion matters? God's. Like, I got to stay faithful to that. You know, and then my husband's. And everything goes from there, right? Like, but decide whose voices and opinions actually matter. And then you're going to have a lot more freedom to go be yourself and live the life that you were, that God's stepping you into, that you're supposed to be living, that you is authentic to your potential. Number 10, keep things in perspective. That's so huge. You know, we try to juggle so many things. Sometimes we're juggling all these balls and we think we got to hold it all together. You guys, when you're juggling a bunch of things, not all of them are glass. Some of them are rubber and some of those balls can drop and they need to be dropped. So keep perspective on what matters. Number 11, don't personalize everything. We over-personalize so much and we shrink in this rejection and fear. No, you don't, like, we don't have to over-personalize things as much as we do. Number 12, cut back on social media exposure, just in general. I mean, it's crazy. I went down the rabbit hole of TikTok the other day and I just felt less than almost immediately. So pay attention to the things that make you feel that way and then just cut them down significantly. And if you want to take a look at your actual usage on apps, at least the iPhones have this. I'm sure Androids do as well, but you can take a look at screen time and app time usage per day and then set a goal to cut that in half and see how your life feels. See how differently your life feels. I know it will feel different. Number 13, reduce negative news and distraction overload. We are inundated, you guys, with people and media and big companies trying to get our attention. Don't let them have it. Focus on what you want. So pay attention to who's trying to get your attention. And then you choose where you want your focus to go. Number 14, take risks. Take risks and pay attention to the results. Like, the risk is usually always worth it. And that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Do one thing every day that scares you. Number 15, this is of the utmost importance. Know your values. Know your core values and what matters to you. Know your family's core values. When your family's core values are one thing, you can easily say no to another. A simple example for my family and I, one of our core values is international travel with our family and adventure and enough financial margin to be able to have these big adventures that we want in snowboarding and world travel. And so when it comes to purchasing a house, our house budget is a few hundred thousand less than technically it could be, because we want to pay that off. We want to live within our means. We want to live below our means. So because of our core values, not because we want this, right? Like it's easy to go, well, we could do, no, but if we did that, we changed our budget and that didn't match our core values, then our core values and these things we want to do with our children then get diluted. Know your core values, and that will help you make decisions without caring what people think. That's why I'm okay driving an older car right now. It's ready. We're ready to get two new cars, but we're just kind of waiting because of our core values right now. We will soon, but I don't care if somebody's like, oh, she drives that? Good. Make a judgment on me. I don't care. I used to. I've learned the freedom that comes in not caring. Okay, number 16, find a mentor, a coach, or role model. You guys, I would love for you to come join us in the College Confidence. I think that's the solution to this. You can find that out at, get info on the college at collegeofconfidence.com. It's like the Netflix of life coaching. It's your self-paced online coaching where you really do get to interact with me and connect with me and be cheered on by me. Number 17, stop living in other people's heads. I love this. Stop living in other people's heads. We create stories and narratives that are in other people's heads that we think that they're living. Like, you need to live in your own head. Live in your own head, not in the head of somebody else, because it's none of your business, which is number 18. Other people's opinions of us are none of our business. And you know what? And people are going to judge, but let them judge. Be free from judgment. Judgment doesn't take anyone anywhere, just down. And so it's not your business, and you don't get to live in their head. You get to live in yours. Number 19, know how to stay in your own business. And sometimes that's the self-talk of going, like, I will say to myself, Trish, that's not your business. Stay in your business. Like, you know, it's so helpful. The same way we would tell kids, hey, this doesn't regard you. Like, don't worry about it. Mind your own business. Tell it to yourself. And it actually really does help self-direct pretty well. Okay, so number 20, take ownership of your own feelings. Now, I have a quick example of that. Sometimes we think we're responsible for other people's feelings. Ultimately, you are the only one responsible for your feelings. And so we think also, oh, feelings just happen. I can't help it. They're indicators. They're not dictators. All right. So they are an indication actually of the thoughts that you're thinking behind it. One thing I do with my students in the College of Confidence is we peel back the thoughts. We take the emotion and peel back the thoughts behind that emotion, because when we can identify the thoughts, then we can change them. We can change the whole situation. But an example is my 4-year-old, right, Ellie, she often says, Mommy, does that make you happy? Am I making you happy? And my answer to her is, well, Ellie, you are happiness. But Ellie, baby, You are not responsible for my happiness. I'm responsible for my own happiness. But by the way, of course, I'm talking toddler talk. No. But you're not responsible for mommy's happiness. Mommy is responsible for her own happiness. You are happiness. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you behave. So there's freedom in teaching that to your children. And while you do that, you're reiterating to yourself, I'm responsible for my feelings and I'm going to take ownership of them. And when I do that, I don't have to feel worried about what people think because I'm taking ownership of my feeling. My feeling's not taking ownership of me. Number 22, focus on your milestones, your micro wins, your champagne moments. It's so huge. Real growth, real change, real life happens in the microcosmic milestones and steps. But we are often so distracted, so busy, and so focused on the finish line that we miss them entirely. And then it's no wonder we end up discouraged. It's why having a community, having a coach to help point this out matters so significantly. Number 23, ground yourself in gratitude and praise. You guys have heard me say this before. We've done entire podcasts on gratitude, but it truly is everything. And when you are thankful and you are grounded in gratitude, you really find freedom from like, so what if they think I'm this? I'm really thankful for everything I have. I wouldn't change a thing. It gives you peace in your heart. And when you have peace, you've got power and you've got that ability to step powerfully into your purpose. Number 24, say what you really think. Man, the world needs more honest people. Why don't we be those people? Okay. Number 25, expect resistance. There are going to be people who push you down or try to get you to be critical or suck you into gossip. Just resist it. Stay the course. Don't get distracted. Focus on what matters. Be you and you will be free. Number 26, I love this. Own your own weirdness. Like that was life-changing for me when I was like, I'm goofy. All right. Whoa, now it's freeing. Now I can embrace that. And turns out people like the real me. And I'm telling you, people are going to like the real you. When I think about my weirdest friends, those are often the things I love the most about them. I don't like my friends that are not weird, but I mean, my super close friends are the ones who are the most themselves. If you looked at it objectively, you might be like, yeah, they're a little bit weirder. No, they've just actually, we all are weird. They've actually just said, here I am. Do you love me? I'm like, my gosh, do I love you? Yes. Number 27, opinions and trends are always changing. They're fickle. People's opinions are as fickle as the wind. So stop worrying about them. They're out of your control. It's like catching the wind. Number 28, carpe diem, because life is too short. Seriously, life is too short and impermanent. Focus on living it instead of worrying about it. Number 29, people who have time to talk about you in the first place, if they've got time to talk about you or make judgments about you or think about you, their lives are too small. Okay. So we don't care about, I mean, we care about them because we love them. We love everyone, but they don't get to take up emotional space in your life anymore. They have small lives because they are avoiding and distracting themselves from their own lives. So don't worry about them. And then number 30, negative comments are more about other people than they are about you. It's really, really important that you remember that. People are just desperately, desperately insecure. And so their negativity is more about them than it is about you. So there you have it. Those are your 30 ways to stop caring what people think. If you want to add some bonus ones to this, you are going to go back to episode number 361, which you can get at trishblackwell.com/361. And in that episode, we did the whole episode on 15 ways to stop caring what people think. I'm pretty excited. I just recorded a new YouTube video on this topic. So some bonus material that's not covered in today's episode, you can go check out that on YouTube. Look up Trainer Trish on YouTube. I'll add a link to it in the show notes as well. And so you could check that out. It's a bonus way if you really are ready to be free, to be yourself, to be free, to stop caring what people think. You're going to want to check that out as well. And before we go to a listener episode, just a final reminder, I hope I'll see you in our masterclass today. I cannot wait to share with you this literally, truly life-changing 5-step process and framework for taking your thoughts captive and taking them to turn to work for you, to change your thinking. And we're going to be using the example of detoxing self-doubt. Again, you can save your seat. It's free. Go ahead and save your seat. And it's short. I respect your time. So it's 20 minutes. And then we have open Q&A where you can ask anything. I'll make sure every question's answered, even if it's not live, you will get an answer. You will get a follow-up. So please ask those questions there. And again, that's free. Go to trishblackwell.com/framework. Now, our listener of the episode is Kelly S. And she said, "Hey, Trish, two things. One, happy Tuesday. And I just want to say how thankful I am for you and your podcast. I'm not sure you realize how influential and uplifting you are and how listening to both old and new podcasts really have been helping me. I listen every day while I'm working out or driving, and it instantly changes my perspective and gives me confidence. Gaining confidence is something I'm really working on this year, and it's something I never really realized I was lacking until I took a closer look. Your words and relatable stories and compassion for what you do are all so life-changing. Thanks for being a positive light. I do appreciate you. Second, I know some of your older podcasts you mentioned, Beauty Counter, and I was just curious if you could educate me more on this. I'm guilty of saving money and buying cheap lotion and makeup that does the trick, but it has me worried that I'm giving myself toxins or something in another way. Thank you so much for who you are, and I can't wait to stay connected. Kelly." Kelly, first and foremost, yeah, girl, check out beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. It's shocking what is allowed to be on shelves, particularly here in the U.S. and Canada. I can just say this. In the same way I wouldn't drink poison, I wouldn't put a lot of products that I find at Walgreens, CVS, Ulta on my skin. Your skin is your largest organ and the most absorbent of all, and it sucks anything you put in on it. I lived with my head in the sand about this for so many years, and I'm so thankful to my friend Morgan who introduced me to more information on it. And so parabens and phthalates and all, there are so many things to We have a never list. I want you to just go check out the Beauty Counter website. Again, that's beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Or you could go to trishblackwell.com/beautycounter to read about my own personal Beauty Counter journey. And I'll tell a little bit of my story, and I can educate you there. So thank you for asking that question. Thanks for being a listener and hanging out all the time with me. I love that. I love hanging out with you, even though maybe I didn't know it, but I now know. I'm hanging with you in your car. I'm working out with you. I'm spending time, and that is friendship. And so thank you for being my friend back. You guys have an amazing day. Please share this show with someone you know who needs encouragement to be themselves. Let them know you love them. You love them for who they are and how they are, not for what they do, and cheer them on. And I can't wait to guys see you guys hopefully on the bonus podcasts on our Patreon page. So go check that out, patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. Again, it's $5 of support per month. You can cancel at any time. It's just a way to say, hey, thanks to the show. You guys, I love you. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. Maybe I'll see you on YouTube, right? So again, that's free. Go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.